show them to all. Today we're learning the very last Mishnah Maseches Sukkah and the very first Mishnah Maseches Beitzah. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Reb Shlomo Zalman v'zugasim marasiyat v'chayis chalotzeim. This should be a bench with a sachat tzlochan siat dishmaya, good health, parnasa b'shefa, and kol tov sela, and b'schos Esther bas Rachel. She should be zeicher to find through zivug hagon b'karav mamish. And Mishnah Ches continues talking about the division of the lechem upon him. And as we had said, on a standard week, only two mishmaras are going to divide the lechem upon him, the new mishmar which is coming in, and the old mishmar which is leaving. And these mishmaras switched out on Shabbos. So the Mishnah tells us, let's say one day divided Yontif and Shabbos. So let's say Yontif ended on Thursday, or Yontif begins on Monday. Mishmar shezmane kavua, the mishmar that its week is set, that happens to be its week. That mishmar, meaning really those two mishmaras, the one coming in and the one leaving, they would take 10 out of the 12 lechem upon him, and they would split them 5-5, v'hamas akev, and any of the other mishmaras that happen to be hanging around, because Yontif had just ended, or Yontif's going to be starting 2 days after Shabbos, Neitel Shtayim, they only get two of the lechem upon him. Now, b'shayim ha'sashana, the rest of the year, as we said, ha'nichnas Neitel Shesh, the incoming mishmar takes 6 of the chalois, 6 of the lechem upon him, v'hayotze Neitel Shesh, and the one that leaves takes 6. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, ha'nichnas Neitel Sheva, the one coming in takes 7 of the lechem upon him, that's because they get schar for closing the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, which were opened by the leaving Mishmar. By Yotzei, the Mishmar leaving, Noitel Chamesh, they take 5. Now, where do these Mishmaras divide their lechem upon him? So on Chnasin, the Mishmar coming in, they would divide their lechem upon him in the north of the Beis HaMikdash. That's on the right side. That's where Kachi Kachim are shechted, and that's in order to show everyone that they're the Mishmar coming in. By Yotzei, and the Mishmar leaving, Badaroim, they're on the southern part of the Beis HaMikdash, which is on the left side of the Azara, and that's to show that they're the ones leaving. However, Bilga, which is the name of one of the Mishmaras, they always divide the lechem upon him in the south, vitabata kavua, and its ring was set into the floor. What does that mean, its ring? So there are 24 rings in the floor of the Azara on the right-hand side, and that was to help hold the animal down. When it was being shechted, they would put the animal on the floor and then lock its neck into the ring, so it would be easier to shecht. However, Bilga's ring was permanently fixed into the floor, and they always had to borrow a ring from some other mishmar. Vichaloin Estuma, and its window was closed. What's this window referring to? So there was a room in the Beis HaMikdash called the Beis HaChalifais, and this is where their shechita knives were kept. And there were 24 windows, or 24 cubbies over there, and every mishmar had a window or a cubby to keep their knives, whereas the mishmar of Bilga, their window was closed up. And the Gemara explains that this is because of a knas, a penalty to the mishmar of Bilga, due to inappropriate behavior that this mishmar exhibited. With this, we finish the Masechta. Mazel Tov for finishing Masechta Sukkah together. And just like we were zecher to finish this Masechta together, we should be zecher to finish all of Shas Mishnayos together. And now we'll go on to Maseches Beitzah. So firstly, Beitzah is actually referred to as Maseches Yontif in certain Mefarshim because it primarily deals with Yontif-related halachas. More specifically, food-related malachas, which are prohibited on Shabbos, but permitted for the most part on Yontif. And we're going to learn about which food-related malachas are mutter and asra on Yontif. Now, one topic we're going to be dealing with extensively, and the Masechta actually begins with this, is muktzah. And although we know in the general sense what muktzah is, don't touch it, it's muktzah, it's important to define the term. So muktzah, which literally means set aside, refers to a group of items that are set aside from use on Shabbos and Yontif because their primary use is for the weekday. And generally speaking, in order to be able to use an item that's muktzah, it has to be mukhan, it has to be prepared before Shabbos or Yontif for this purpose. And there are varying categories of muktzah and different ways of making something mukhan. Now, regarding something which will most probably be used on Shabbos or Yontif, it automatically is classified as mukhan and doesn't need any special prior designation. Now, unique to this Masechta is the debate on how to pronounce its name. Is it beitza, which means egg in Hebrew, or is it beya, which is Aramaic for the word egg? And both pronunciations are correct as long as you keep on steiging. As the Masechta begins, Mishnah Aleph, beitza shenol de biyontif, an egg which is laid on Yontif, beishami Aaron beishami says te'achel, it's allowed to be eaten, beishil Aaron beishil says lo te'achel, it's not allowed to be eaten. Now, what's their machlokes? So technically, the egg should be mutter. Why is that? Because number one, the chicken isn't usser. It's muchan. It's allowed to be eaten on Yontif. As we know, one is allowed to shecht on Yontif. And furthermore, the egg itself is mutter because both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that an egg is prepared or ready inside the chicken the day before it's laid, which means that the egg was already muchan before Yontif and therefore isn't muktzah. So their whole machlokes revolves around, are we going to make a gzeira that one is not allowed to eat this egg in order to prevent him from eating it in a different case where it would be usser? And what's that case? That's referring to an egg laid on Yontif that falls out on Sunday, which means that this egg was prepared on Shabbos. And this egg would be usher because it was prepared on Shabbos for Yontif, and we know that one is not allowed to be mechin, one is not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to Yontif. So Beis Shammai holds that we're not geyser that all eggs laid on Yontif are going to be usher because of this particular case, whereas Beis Hillel is machmir that we are geyser this. Now moving on to another machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai is mekel and Beis Hillel is machmir, which is unusual because usually Beis Hillel is mekel and Beis Shammai is machmir. So the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai says, Sa'ar b'kazayis v'chametz b'kakayseves. When dealing with chametz on Pesach, something which is called sa'ar, which literally is translated as leaven, and this refers to a piece of dough that became sourdough and is placed in a different dough and used as a yeast starter, it will help that other dough rise. Since that's such potent chametz, this on Pesach is a kazayis, which is smaller, whereas just regular chametz, meaning something baked into chametz, such as bread or pretzels or donuts or cakes or something, the iser is only a kaiseves, which is the size of a date. Whereas Beis Hillel says, zeva zeva kazayis, both of these, sa'ar and chametz, their iser is the smaller shear, which is a kazayis. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to talk about Yontif-related halachas. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.